Gas costs more, stocks are worth less. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's a return to selling on Wall Street. A day after slight gains, the Dow's falling about 200 points. The NASDAQ is down 63 as we keep paying more at the gas pump. Regular's up another nickel today to another record high. AAA's national average for regular just shy of $4.92 a gallon. It's over $5 in 13 states and Washington, D.C.
As many Americans, including those polled, are wondering what more can be done to lower gas prices, officials here are saying we've already done it. Like tapping the strategic reserves.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House, where President Biden tweeted America has achieved the most robust economic recovery in modern history.
Americans just aren't buying the White House spin that the economy is great, though. In a new Wall Street Journal poll, 83% say the economy is either poor or not so good. But gas prices have more than doubled since Biden took office.
A hearing is about to start in the Senate this hour into domestic terrorism following last month's massacre at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. 10 people were killed, 3 injured. Most of them were black. The accused gunman is a white supremacist. Guns will also be in focus today.
No other developed nation on earth has even a fraction of the mass shootings we have in the United States.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin will also preside over a hearing tomorrow on gun violence. The U.S. and South Korea flew 20 fighter jets off the Korean coast today in a warning to North Korea, which has been launching missile tests all year.
The joint message to North Korea is that there will be a forceful response if it goes ahead with its first nuclear test explosion in nearly 5 years. The Biden administration has vowed to push for more international sanctions if North Korea goes ahead with the nuclear test, but with the U.N. Security Council divided, the prospect for meaningful punishment is not clear.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. People are voting in 7 states today. Primaries in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Mexico, New Jersey, South Dakota. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Again, a return to selling on Wall Street this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, some of the hardest hit stocks this morning are retailers. Walmart and Costco following Target South after it issued a warning about its profit, saying it needs to cancel orders or offer discounts to clear out unwanted goods. Retailer Kohl's is the exception because it talks for a potential sale to a retail holding company. Now, trading for Novavax halted ahead of an FDA panel hearing on possibly approving a fourth COVID-19 vaccine. Right now, the Dow is down about 178 points, S&P off by almost 20, and NASDAQ has lost 60, Dave.
Lily, the price of oil was down earlier. Now it's up more than a dollar, close to 120. $20 a barrel. And we already told you regular gas is up a nickel today to another record high. Diesel also at an all-time high, $5.68 per gallon today. Now, this might tee off some golf fans. A star on the PGA Tour is packing up his clubs and leaving.
Ranked 13th in the world, 2020 Masters and 2016 U.S. Open champion Dustin Johnson announced Tuesday that he has defected from the PGA Tour.
I resign my membership from the tour. I'm going to play here. For now, and that's the plan.
Here for now is the new Saudi-funded Live Golf Invitational Series, which tees off its first event outside London Thursday, where 6-time major champ Phil Mickelson will compete. Mickelson has not announced resignation from the PGA Tour, as Dustin Johnson did Tuesday at the Centurion Club.
Obviously, at this time, it's hard to speak on what the consequences will be.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said last week golfers cannot play both the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Series. Jared Max, Fox News.
The Colorado Avalanche will play for hockey's Stanley Cup after completing a sweep of Edmonton last night, 6-5 in overtime. They'll play either New York or 2-time defending champion Tampa Bay. The Rangers lead the Lightning 2-1 game force tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.